Fuck you! It's the 10th of November, 2006.
Shh, you can't.
It's our motherfucking
swearing
special of Newspox.
Now, why did you want to go for the swearing theme?
I don't know. I just thought it would be funny.
Just
fucking hilarious, I thought it would be.
Funny as fucking fuck.
So, what's the bastard news today, then?
Well, you know that cunt Kate Moss?
Yep.
She went to the gym wearing a fur coat.
What a twat.
And her boyfriend was spotted yesterday with white powder all dribbling out of his nose.
He's an idiot.
I don't know that many swear words, really.
No, I just realised I only know fuck, cunt, twat,
bastard.
Bastard and bollocks.
No bed.
Yeah.
Pillock.
Yeah, Burke.
No, my brother called me a Burke.
That's actually racist.
Is it?
Yeah, because of Burkers.
What about Coon?
No, that's fine. Some twat, Alan Johnson, he's gone and said that kids should stay at school.
Stay at fucking school.
Until they're 18, for fuck's sake, that's well old. I think that's actually quite a good idea, keeps them off the streets, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't. I mean, some of them, the ones that are going to be thick anyway, I don't think you should bother trying to teach them, really. The ones that don't want, you know.
Someone's got to work in our factories.
Put them to
Someone's
work.
Got to sweep the streets.
Put them to
I mean,
work.
We can't rely on the immigrants to do all of it, all the dirty work.
No.
We should
and
do,
also...
We should go back to having thick people doing it, like we did in the old days.
Because they take better care of it, I think. I think,
what,
you know, if you've got a thickie cleaning the streets, he's at, you know, he may be thick, but he'll take a little bit of pride in his work. And somebody's got to do it. And David Cameron has been banging on about we've got to stop all these Polish people coming in. There's this underground, illegal migrant job. Get all these fucking cunts to do it instead. Prisoners, take them out of prison and get them to clean up Hackney Central Station. All those
get all the gum up and stuff.
And all the filth. Put them to work. Chain them up. I mean, it doesn't matter, does it?
Radical views there from Zena. Kate Moss again. What do we call her before? Was she a cunt last time? she's going to be in a Little Britain Comic Relief special doing Vicky Pollard's.
Really?
That's going to be fucking embarrassing. Talk of embarrassing, the Bill, not the old Bill, but the Bill TV programme, they're left red-faced after some naughty burglars have been in and stolen their stuff from the set. Ironic.
Terrible, that. They've got that scrubber Gillian Tailforce in the Bill.
I wondered why she'd been in the news so much recently. It's because she's getting knocked about to publicise her new role in the Bill.
Yeah. I mean, she just loves getting knocked about, that woman.
She's like that Leslie Ash, isn't she?
Yeah. Somebody asked her for her autograph.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, "What's your name, please?" And then she went, "Push me over." Just push me over. The person's going, "What? Can you just write it out for Amy?"
It was Amy.
And Kathy was going, "Push me over." It's mental.
I'd just like to say arse.
Biscuits.
Bill Cosby, better known as Dr. Huxtable from The Cosby Show. He's doing her impression of his dancing there. He's, settled a lawsuit with a woman who says that she drugged her and then she woke up to find her bra undone and her clothes dishevelled.
You don't mind if it's Bill Cosby, surely.
He's got doctor's hands, hasn't he? So he'd probably be quite sensitive.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just checking whether she had breast cancer or
not. Yeah, he thought he'd seen something. He thought he'd just check while she was awake. He didn't want to worry her. He wanted to check if she got cervical cancer at the same time.
Apparently, now it costs £180,000 to bring up a child. So no wonder David Bander's dad wanted to. Is it cheaper to bring up a foreign one?
Well, I don't know in that case why the Sun is doing this campaign. They'd be better off doing it in the Telegraph or something.
In what campaign?
The campaign to get rid of all these fucking... thick kids right. And need new parents.
It's not a campaign.
They lost their own.
What it is, it's a newspaper, it's reporting what other people have said. They do sometimes have campaigns.
No, the Sun has been having a campaign.
Has it?
Yeah. They do it every year. They go, "Look, here's some kids. This one pays for itself and this one's ugly.
Adopting, oh right, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Trying to fob off expensive kids on people.
Yeah. It all, we almost fell for it though, didn't we? Till we realised that one of them...
one of them leaked.
He had muscle wasting or something.
He pissed everywhere. Pissy, piss, 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 piss. And he shit himself.
You would fuck him.
Who's that? Is it Hugh Laurie? Mm. Yeah, I do. Emmerdale stars. They play... I don't watch Emmerdale. I don't recognise these people. Georgina Slow and Chris Villiers. They play Purdy and Grayson. I think they're the posh ones. They live in a house together on near the set. And the neighbours are complaining that the walls are really thin and they can hear them screaming. They claim the sounds of passion sometimes lasted for 90 minutes. But they're saying, we're not even going out with each other. Why would we having why would we be having really loud sex all the time? Maybe it was some of our friends who came to visit. Hmm. All a bit suspicious. So I think it's just the neighbours trying to, you know, cause a bit of trouble.
You know, George Bush is fucked.
Yeah, that
was. And Donald Rumsfeld has resigned.
Yeah. No, he didn't resign, he was pushed.
Well, they celebrated anyway by... There's a swimming pool in the White House.
Right.
All kind of...
I've never seen that on the West Wing.
No, it's all like lit up at night. And you can... They kind of went night swimming together. And they
skinny dipping.
And fucked in the water. Cause apparently it's not gay if you do it underwater. That's what that cunt thinks anyway.
This is an incredible story. A pedo seduced a girl of 12. He met her on the bus. He's 22. To be honest, 12-year-olds these days,
yeah,
they look quite grown up. I don't know if he's a paedophile.
I used to watch for my 12-year-old mate while she had sex at lunchtime at school. Right. I used to like look out for teachers and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Not with the 22-year-old. Yeah, she's in the cookery room.
Nice. Anyway, maybe they should lower the age of consent. No, raise it. Raise it to 30. That'll stop them all having fun.
Keep them off the streets.
Anyway, this guy, he might be pedo, he might not, but that's not the issue. The issue is that he met this girl on a bus, took her out on a date, and then went, I haven't got anywhere to live. Why don't you cut a hole in the bottom of your bed? It was a divan. And I'll live under there. And so he lived in the house with this girl and her parents for 3 months, and her mum never knew. And then they ran off together, and then her sister said, there was a man been living under her bed for 3 months.
So what, in the... So it's a...
It's like where there's drawers.
It's a raised bed.
Yeah, and there's like drawers in the bottom of it.
And he was in the drawers.
Yeah, and it cut holes in it so he could live... Well, he could... I mean, he wasn't there the whole time. He'd hide if her mum was around.
Yeah.
And then he'd obviously get out and fuck her at night. And he went in the daytime, he'd go foraging. it's a complicated life he led.
That's weird, crazy, isn't it?
Fucking mad.
But the mum must be feeling guilty. The Erotica show's coming up. We're going to Alma. We've been offered freebies. But I don't know. Have we decided yet what? Because we have to do a 5-minute piece, don't we? Have you thought about that yet?
Our 5-minute piece for the erotic show?
Yeah. That's on at London Olympia.
Is there a theme?
Eroticism.
Right. That I've really thought about it. I think maybe something with the feather duster.
Right, I'll shove one up your arse as well.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I like cleaning. I find that quite erotic.
Kevin Federline reckons he wants the kids and he's going to try and sue Brit. Brit says she will fight a holy war.
I'll tell you who I'd give the kids to.
Madonna?
Yeah. I mean, they should tell him how much it's going to cost him.
The thing is, he's
going to make her pay for it while he gets to play with the kids.
Yeah.
I tell you what, her breasts are looking lovely on this picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'd give the kids to her because she's got the nice tits.
Yeah. Well, they can suck on them, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they need to, they're babies. But he signed a prenup saying he wouldn't... It's the same old story, he signed a prenup.
Yeah, I don't think he stands a hope in hell.
He doesn't. He's already walked out on one child. Yeah. Texting.
Yeah.
apparently love cheats are twice as likely to arrange their first dates by text message than those looking for a long-term relationship.
Mm.
It's a study of 1,000 people found 60% of casual daters send texts, while over 2/3 of people looking for love made voice calls. Interestingly, this is the iPhone's good, 14% of respondents ended relationships with a text message. Harsh.
Very.
A third did it face to face. 16% made a phone call, and 15% split via an email. Now that's pretty shabby. You'd think a face to face or a phone call. Maybe.
Yeah.
Face-to-face would be better. But the thing is, I added up these stats.
Yeah, it's more than 100.
No, it's only 78%. Oh. If you, assuming when they said third, I put it down as 33. That's what a third is.
Yeah.
So it's only 78%, so I'm wondering what the remaining 22% is.
Murder.
Fax. Phil Collins dumped his wife by fax, didn't he?
Yeah.
Famous for it. I reckon probably quite a high percentage of people just ignore them until they go away. It was a really effective way of dumping someone. Bastards. Oh, it got a bit bitter then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell's fax ringing for? Probably someone faxing us a dump now.
Oh,
it's bloody Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Oh, that should be really on fax. Fax.
Sophie Dahl, what would you say she's most famous for? Top thing she's most famous for?
Being fat and then being thin.
Okay.
Being related to Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Modelling.
Okay. According to London Light, mm-hmm. best known for being an author.
Oh yeah, she has written a book.
Yeah, but it's not what she's best known for.
It isn't, no. This is ridiculous. A battle of girl bands is brewing, with Girls Aloud and All Saints set to play on the same show this weekend. They're both going to be on the chart show live from Brighton Dome on Radio 1, and they've scheduled them at opposite ends of the show in case they have a bitchy girly fight. And you go, how fucking ridiculous is that? Just because they're all women doesn't mean they're all going to fight each other. All Saints now are all in their 30s, they've all got children. Really? Do you think they're asked about fighting with Girls Aloud? I don't think they care. I think that is a shabby attitude that Radio 1 have got there towards women.
I think you should write a letter.
I might do. You can hear the answer phone muttering away there in the background.
No.
Fucking answer phone.
Fucking.
We haven't done enough swearing.
If you're going to do some... If you're going to wear fucking leggings.
Yeah.
If you wear
this is what price. This is what the stuff I was suggesting you should wear with your new dress. Perhaps. A sort of look. Pumps and... Leggings. Three-quarter leggings. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. A couple of things to remember. If you're going to wear leggings, have something covering your bottom.
Right.
If you're going to wear
them... Your dress.
Don't wear them for more than 2 days because the knees will go baggy. You need to keep washing them to kind of get them to have the shape back.
They smell quite quickly, I'd have thought.
And if you don't, people will then know that you...
are dirty scrubber.
Dirty.
Walk of shame.
And also, you know, if you're fat as fuck...
Yeah, like a cunt.
And... You know who you are.
Yeah.
Don't
you
wear
know who you are.
Don't wear them. Because everybody...
Tell you what, go to Evans and get yourself a nice pair of drawstring pants.
Yeah, or go to Millet's and get yourself a nice tent. Or go on a fucking diet, you fat cunt. Little bit of politics there.
Talking of fashion, Lily Allen, they got some pictures of her. They reckon she's chav versus chic, so she can go either way. But I've noted all the outfits they put here... Very nice. Nice colours. She does use a lot of colour, which
yeah.
is nice.
I've never seen her looking, you know...
I think the thing that makes her look chavvy is the fact she's always got a fag in her mouth and a bottle of beer. It does look a bit common.
That's a nice coat, isn't it?
It is. And I think like those two colours, the green and the red together, very nice.
Daniel Radcliffe has grown up, isn't he?
They say he looks like a young Tory and he's hanging out at the Ivy. That's that news. What other bloody... This is a man that is... Well, like an arsehole maybe, but at the same time quite cool. He's he makes weird vehicles, weird cars. So this is an office that he's made.
Yeah.
Of a Rover, and he's made it. It's got a water cooler. It's got desk, computers, phones, and so on. And he's driven it down the road. It looks quite good from above. And it's the fastest office in the world. Oh, gee, the phone's ringing again. 87 miles an hour. But he's also made a shed that you can drive along, a bed which you can hire out for a hen night, and a giant chopping
tray. And are they roadworthy? Are they allowed?
You're allowed to drive them on the road. Yep, that's part of the rules.
Is he allowed to drive them on the motorway?
I wouldn't have thought so. But then he went 87 miles an hour, so he must have been driving on the motorway, otherwise it would be highly illegal.
87 miles an hour?
Yes.
It's a illegal sofa. Wherever he goes, isn't it?
Sofa? Or maybe he doesn't do that. Look at that horrible cat that you can buy at Argos. It's like a pretend white cat. It's horrible.
It's horrible. It looks
don't
like
get that.
A...
Don't get it for Dora. She'd hate it.
Weird. It looks a bit like a fox. Between a cat and a fox.
Slaggy, slag, slag, Kate Lawler. I don't think she's a slaggy, slag, slag at all, but she is dressed like a slag, modelling for Anne Summers. None of it's very nice, to be honest.
Let's have a look.
I wouldn't wear any of that. Especially not those tiny pants. That's not going to cover anything up, is it?
No, not keen on that. I prefer the Kate Moss pictures from the shop.
Agent provocateur, perhaps?
Agent provocateur.
Someone's put together, is this your job? Anthony Little, facial psychologist, has put together the perfect comedian's face. He's put 20 funny people's faces together to make a composite of what they'd look like if they had a baby. Apparently, it's soft feminine features that make... audiences like a comedian,
but not a woman.
Not a woman. A woman isn't funny. But if it's a man who looks a bit like a girl, that is funny. Apparently, David Cameron's got quite a comedian's face. What do you reckon?
Well,
I don't think he looks that much like a girl, to be honest.
No, you wouldn't.
Who does it look like? Anyone we know who's funny?
I don't recognise any of it. Does look like he might have a lispy kind of mouth, which means it could be
always hilarious.
What's his face?
It looks like a few people actually. I think it looks a little bit like Tom Price. Danny Wallace apparently thinks it looks like Lawrence Howarth.
Can't say that.
Anyway, that's that news. One of movie legend Marilyn Monroe's hairs, one hair, is going to go at auction at Barcelona. It's going to fetch at least £335, they reckon, for one hair. Can you clone from a hair? I suppose you could.
So a kind of Jurassic Park, you're thinking?
Yeah, that sort of thing. They could have a whole island full of Marilyn Monroe's striding around.
With little blowholes.
Yeah, with blowing up the skirts.
I went on a blowhole in... I did! In America! I was wearing jeans.
You arsehole. Can you think of any more swear words that we haven't done?
No. Bastard.
Turd.
Dick.
We haven't done any knob words, really, have we?
Prick.
That's a good one. I like prick. That's real. Yeah.
Cock.
Cock.
Racist.
This is a story about some cocks. Oxford University rugby team has been kicked out of their college bar because they strip naked and urinate at a team bonding session in their weekly rugby drinks. They're at Jesus College, ironically. They're told to do it somewhere else.
Incredibly gay.
They've said, we'll put 15 quid into the kitty and we drink a lot of money, so we should be allowed to piss wherever we like. I don't think that's actually
because
true.
Because we're really posh and we play rugby.
I don't think, it doesn't matter how much money you spend in a place, you probably shouldn't piss on the floor. Matt Willis from Busted and soon to be on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here has fallen out with James, the ugly one from Busted. He writes the songs. Because James reckons he's sold out.
Interested.
Matt says, and he's taking part in our swearing special here, he's 23, he says, James is majorly pissed at me. He gave me real shit saying I was insulting my talent. James said that he'd turned down Celebrity Love Island, but Matt says, I tried to tell him that I'm a celebrity is cooler. Which it is, actually.
Oh, by a long shot. I mean, Celebrity Love Island is the lowest.
They're worried that David Guest has gone walkabout. He might not even turn up, but he's getting paid like £250,000 to be on there. Everyone else is getting like 20. Jan Leeming's getting 20.
Yeah.
But I think David Guest and Jason Donovan are getting tons of money. Like 200,000, maybe 250,000. I can't remember exactly.
Toby guessed maybe someone's murdered him.
Well, they think. They're worried he's changed his mind because his fear of snakes and dislike of hard work.
Or maybe the maybe he's finally, like, got full-blown AIDS.
It's bad news for us. Only one in five men want a stunning partner. With two out of three not wanting their girlfriend stared at. So, that's going to... I mean, that's narrowed down. That explains a lot, really. It's narrowed down the field.
Yeah.
Only one in five men is going to want to go out with stunners like us.
Especially after that photo shoot we did yesterday.
Other news. Nude John Sheehan, 33, has been concealed for nicked for having a concealed weapon, a 6-inch carpet tool, hidden up his arse. I don't know why.
You know, when I went to America, I did consider hiding something in my arse.
Is it lip balm?
Yeah, but then I realised that, one, it would be embarrassing if I got caught, and two, it would melt, and then all the Vaseline would drip out.
But you'd be ready.
I'd be lubed up, so if I met the pilot, but that's never, no one's ever let me go in the cockpit so far. I always ask.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. Oh. They have that blow-up, they have a blow-up co-pilot, don't they?
They let him down and then you can go and sit in there.
Yeah. No, I was taking over a look, but they always go, no, because...
You're too attractive, you're stunning,
times of war, you know, this is a, you know, appetite for destruction.
Okay, this is the last fucking story on our swearing special. A mum was horrified after an Argos driver left her a four-letter message on her answer phone. The man that told Michelle Frisbee, 24, he tried in vain four times to deliver furniture to her home, adding, "So fucked you are," which isn't even proper English, and it's rude. She rang up Argos, said, "Look, I've just had this really obscene message."
Yeah. They said, "No, that's not obscene, this is obscene."
Fuck you, motherfucker. Anyway, they seemed to think it was quite funny. I've only got run over by an Argos driver once, and he swore quite a lot at me.
Well, I mean,
I had right of way because I was crossing a road and he was turning into it.
Yeah.
And he just decided to drive at me. He was a cunt.
I've had terrible trouble in the past with Argos delivery men.
So if you're going to get something delivered, don't get it from Argos. There's plenty of internet shops out there which do delivery and they won't be as arse. Right, that's fuck's over.
Yeah.
Finished.
Yeah. So should we
screw
go
you
down,
guys?
Go down the gym now and do some fucking fisting.
Let's do some fisting in the gym. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend, you assholes. But we do love you, even though you're all twats. And that's the end of the swearing special.
And you all have face like a used panty liner.
None of that was swearing, that was just insulting. You missed the whole fucking point, Zina!